the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
In answer to your question, I could be wrong. I think Clipping were from Seattle, weren't they?
Seattle, okay.
I think so. Or maybe I'm just thinking that because they were signed to Sub Pop for a while.
Yeah, that's a mint track, that one there.
Yeah, nice one. We've got some good ones today, though.
We have? What have we got?
Well, I think we'll start with this. Now, this is a lovely reissue of a double LP from 1973. Tell me what it is.
This is Desmond Dekker with Double Dekker. This is a fantastic album cover as well, I have to say. It's like a painting of him deep in the moment, singing.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
Now, where Double Dekker came from, not the words, because that's obvious. Double album, Desmond Dekker. he left Trojan Records and they put together a compilation. That. But I think it was a great service. This is an amazing record, which goes through most of the Leslie Kong produced material he had done since 1967. So this covers sort of 67 to 71,
Very
I think.
Cool.
Do you want to hit that?
Let's hit it. Nice.
Yeah. See, no point being an elitist. Why not go for the all-time classic?
I reckon. Also got to say, this is very sunshiny music. It's a very sunshiny piece of vinyl you've brought us up as well.
This is the Trojan orange colour.
It's like a mandarin, a beautiful mandarin of a record.
It is. Now, of course, I like the fact that you thought this was sunshiny when this is a song about rude boys trying to stay out of jail but still rioting and committing crimes.
Hey, but the vibe is sunshine.
Yeah. Well, that's the rock steady rhythm.
Exactly. Also, there's kind of, affirmative message. Just trying to stay out of trouble, but, it's hard.
Yeah, but dem a loot, dem a shoot.
Okay, that's,
dem a burn down the town.
Not so hot, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
So who was Desmond Dekker
Desmond
for the uninitiated?
Dekker, I'm sure no one's uninitiated. Desmond Dekker, I would say, is one of the most important figures in the bringing of rocksteady and reggae to the UK. He's a Jamaican man, of course, but this song particularly was one that really changed the way that reggae was heard in London, in that it was a gigantic hit amongst the kids.
The kids just got down to this, did they?
Well, yeah.
Just got to say, I was out in the lounging area of BFM, and I heard this and I thought, this sounded great.
You're right.
Yeah.
You are right.
And I said that to myself, but then I thought, oh,
you know what?
Sure.
I can come and
there.
Say it on air.
Yeah.
Possibly best known for a single which came just after this, Israelites.
Yes.
Or It Mek, mm-hmm. Pick Me Girl, Piece of the Land. All of these are like massive hits for Dekker.
Totally. I think he's one of those people that if you think you don't know his music, you do.
I think you do, on this double LP, another one I really like is Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus
Good
is
title.
The one that starts off with a message to the skinheads, i.e. the kids in England who were buying his records.
Yeah.
That's a really cool one. And Yakety Yak is on here. Reggae Recipe is on here.
It's
kind of everything you want from early Desmond on this lovely...
It definitely does.
Double LP.
Double LP.
007.
Ocean's 11.
Yep.
Blimey. Very good. I enjoyed that one a lot. And what's the next thing you've brought us?
Well, off here, we were talking amongst ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not to be exclusionary or anything, but we were talking about David Byrne and Talking Heads, because you were playing...
We do love a bit of David Byrne.
We were playing that earlier. Anyway, David Byrne, of course, has a record label that he founded called Luwaka Bop. Now, a couple of years ago on Luwaka Bop, I think it was 2017, my favourite record of the year was one of their releases, and it was World Spirituality Classics Volume 1,
mm-hmm.
which was a double album of Alice Coltrane's devotional music. Definitely my favourite record of that year.
That is a massive call. I feel like there's a lot of records cross your ears there, Troy.
Yeah, they do. But that one really just knocked me over and continued to. Now, World Spirituality Classics Volume 2 is now out.
Exciting.
And here it is. And this one is called The Time for Peace Is Now. Now, what this is a compilation of a load of different bands, gospel groups from the south of the US in the 70s.
This is a very lovely cover again. It's kind of like a woodcut almost, woodcut print. It says the time for peace is now, and kind of bubble writing.
Yep.
And then on the back, it's got a sort of a collage of everybody who's on this record, looking very snappy. We're currently listening to the Gospel IQs. And there is a fantastic photo of the Gospel IQs on the back of this, wearing, we can't quite work out if they're capes or like shoulder pads.
Or shawls. But we are sure on one thing. What are they made of, Rachel?
I reckon curtains is what it's made out of.
I just want the listeners to know that I just dropped Troy Desmond Decker record, and I'm so sorry. I feel like I need to be accountable for that. Are you okay, Troy?
I will be.
Alright. I'm sorry.
So this track's called Peace in the Land. What can you tell us about the Gospel IQs, Troy?
The Gospel IQs were from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think they did one record on the Suan label, and then this one was the B-side on the Impel label. And this is one of those records for $1,000, one of them. But I first heard this on, I think it was a Paradise of Bachelors gospel compilation.
Cool.
And the only other one on this record that I'd heard before was by the Triumphs, kicks off side two, I think.
It is We Don't Love Enough by the Triumphs.
Now, this is really like the... I don't want to say amateur. This is really the non-professional side of gospel soul, which came out on like tiny labels. These were people who performed in churches rather than
It says on the top that gospel music about us. It's kind of got that grassroots sort of thing
On the sticker? See if
it
you
says,
like that.
These undeniably soulful, passionate and urgent songs from obscure 45s duck up from a long dormancy in attics, sheds and crates across the American South are a subset of 70s-era gospel, focusing not on Jesus or God, but instead on ourselves.
There you go.
That is italicised with how we exist and with each other. That's quite lovely, really, isn't it?
So that's kind of the vibe of this record. And
community gospel.
Wait for this guy now.
This is really nice. Sunshiny music.
You know what? This is not even the best tune on the record. This is a fantastic comp.
So on here there is The Little Shadows, Rev Harvey Gates, The Floyd Family Singers. There's also Keep Your Faith to the Sky by Willie Scott and the Birmingham Spirituals, We Are in Need by James Bynum. There's also The Religious Souls, The Triumphs that you just mentioned, The Gospel IQs, who we were just listening to, Staples Junior Singers.
Yeah, no relation to the Staples Singers, they were just big fans.
I love it. The Soul Stirrers, I like that, The Soul Stirrers, what a name for a band. Willie Dale and then Reverend Harvey Gates again.
Yeah.
He gets two little ticks on this, and then the mighty, how do you even say this, Revelers.
Yeah,
it just somehow looks hard to read this morning. Maybe I need another coffee. And then the Williams Singers. So it's a fantastic compilation.
Really is. I thought, how the hell are they going to follow up the Alice Coltrane World Spirituality Series Volume 1?
Yeah.
And I think this was a really good way of doing it.
Totally.
With all of these obscure gospel records, and I think there is something on this for everyone. I mean, you don't have to like churches or God to like connect with the sound of this kind of sort of homespun soul. It's really cool.
I think a lot of faith music has that kind of like universal stirring quality to it, though, regardless of if you believe in something or not. There is that kind of, it makes you feel some feelings.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, yeah. You also, when you think of the ancestor of pretty much all modern music, you're going to find gospel in there. Gospel informed jazz, soul, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Blues, of course. And I mean, all of those things informed pretty much everything that we listen to now.
Absolutely.
You know, the root of it was, you know, at the beginning, it was gospel.
Gospel music.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the third record you've brought us?
Well, remember last week, we can kick into this now if you like. Remember last week we did the J-Jazz Volume 2?
We did.
You completely can't remember.
I was reading three things at once then, okay. Troy. You can't take my eyes darting across
the
screen.
Troy.
Yeah,
remember.
Of course you don't care. There we go. Now, anyway, I said that there was going to be some full-length reissues, mm-hmm. like from some of those things. Now, the track that kicks off the J-Jazz Volume 2 is by Makoto Terashita meets Harold Land.
Oh, so that's right.
So
cool.
This is the whole LP. Yes.
Wow.
So this isn't Dragon Dance, which is the one which is like managed to like stay in consciousness pretty yep. much since 1983. This one here is called Takauma. The album is called Topology. Now, Makoto Terashita was a piano player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a young man. He'd made one record in the 70s. Harold Land was a veteran from the United States, of course. Harold Land's...
We're talking a veteran musician or a veteran war dude.
Well, I'm not sure if he was
dude.
In the war. I was meaning veteran.
I thought that was what you
meant.
I just wanted to check.
Right, Harold Land had played. He had played with Charlie Parker. He had played. Possibly only notably for me, Harold Land in the late 60s, early 70s had made a bunch of records with the Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson.
Oh, cool.
On the Blue Note label. Mm-hmm. And also around the same time, he had recorded like quite a forward-looking sort of fusion-ish, but not really, record on Bob Shad's mainstream label. Bob mm-hmm. Shad, i.e. Granddad, if you're Judd Apatow. So the fact that Harold, who you can hear now, had like gone to Japan and made a record with this young piano player was a kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
You would think it would be a big enough deal that it would have come out on a big label. No, it came out on a tiny thing called Aketa Disc.
Aketa
and sort
Disc.
Of disappeared. Well, not disappeared. I'm sure a lot of Japanese jazz
yeah.
collectors
yeah.
have it. But you know the funny thing that really cracks me up about this? Tess, tell us who produced this person's name.
Produced by Shiny Stockings.
Stockings.
I don't know anything, and I can't find anything about Shiny Stockings.
I gotta say, Shiny Stockings and the Soul Stirrers—they're both very good names.
Did you come across this from that last compilation?
I had been aware of the tune Dragon okay. Dance before,
right?
But I have never heard the rest of the LP. I'm really glad BBE are keeping on with their you know, J-Jazz
yeah.
Masterclass Discovery Series.
I'm surprised you're letting me hold another one of your records after this. It's really weighing over
it's really,
me.
It's all right.
A really beautiful track, this one.
Isn't
so Harold's on the saxophone.
Yes.
And Makoto's on the keys.
Yep.
Ooh, nice chimes. So we've got Dragon Dance, which is the one that people might be familiar with.
And
that
that's
is
not
on
the one
here.
We're hearing, but
no.
Yes.
That is 12 minutes long.
Is that the one you wanted to play?
Yeah, it was.
World Peace, Dear Friends, Takauma, which is what we're listening to right now, Hatobo, and Crossing. Six tracks.
And they're spread across two records, which are cut at 45, so... What you're hearing through the radio is nothing like the fidelity of when you put this on your turntable at home.
Beautiful.
So yeah, this is 1983.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the end of what the compilers of the J-Jazz things, that's kind of their cutoff period.
Okay.
It usually goes from like 1969 to 83. That's the period that they focus on,
mm-hmm.
that their expertise is in.
So who were Aketa's Disc? So that's this is the label. Have
yeah,
they
I,
done much else? Or
I
is
have
this
no
kind
idea.
Of, so they're a little bit...
I mean, they could have been big in Japan, but we wouldn't have known outside
yeah,
Japan because...
Yeah.
This stuff didn't get released anywhere else.
So this is a reissue?
It is, on BBE, who have this is actually the fourth of their J-Jazz Masterclass reissues. There's
okay.
been a... Who else have they put out? They put out the Tashibana record. They put out... okay, now it's gone from my head. I did buy them all because they're really
good. Another very good one.
But this is cool. Topology is the name of the album. Makoto Terashita meets Harold Land.
Quite like the idea. It's a little meeting.
Yeah. This.
Pi PSA from a listener that Māori TV are playing the Mavis doco about the Staple Singers.
Fantastic.
If you're feeling like it, on the 23rd of September at 8:30 p.m. Thank you for that text. This has another nice woodcut image on the front as well. Of, I presume, Harold.
That sure looks like Harold sitting
down there.
Yep.
There's a... Harold looks like he's having a drink of something. Makoto looks like he's having a cigarette. And there's a bin in the middle, which somehow still looks beautiful in this woodcut.
I'd say it was taken from a studio photo, and that might have been a stand-up ashtray, which is why Makoto is standing there.
Yes.
So, shiny stockings. I don't know who he was. Or she. I don't know.
If anybody out there knows anything about shiny stockings...
That's the producer, so...
The producer, not the commodity. Let us know. 5395.
Also the commodity, though.
Yeah, if you've got...
If you have any fun facts about...
Yeah.
Shiny stockings.
All right, should we recap what we
hit us, Troy. What have we got?
Okay, Topology, this time's 45 AM album. Sounds fantastic. Before that, the brand new Colin Vluaka Bop, the gospel music, the timepiece is now 70s gospel soul from tiny little labels around the American South. And we started off with the great
Desmond
Dekker.
I'm sorry, Troy. I'm sorry.
On a beautiful piece of mandarin coloured vinyl.
Two pieces.
Yeah. I dropped that.
That's all right.
It's fine. It survived. It's
without
all good.
The sleeve.
It's car pie.
Troy's face was, I've not seen you like that before.
Oh, I know. Limited edition of 750 on orange for Double Decker.
Beautiful.
Well. So there's three, and that's only just three. It was a real hard one to decide this week. We've got a bunch of really cool new releases, which will all be on the shelves tomorrow.
Brilliant. And your sale is still on, eh?
Sale is still on.
We've
still got quite a number of crates to go through if you haven't dropped in and seen it yet.
Then it's time to head up the road. Well, thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you. I'm expecting to see you, Rachel, actually.
You
about
will
something.
See me.
Yes.
I'm coming for that disco, not disco.
Of course you are.
I am.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.